Hello everyone, I am Magdala Ramirez and I come from the Maya Mexica tradition. Today we are going to be talking about the hologram where you live and what's going on. What is in that massive consciousness? You see, whatever it is, your community, your neighbors, your people around you, they are sustaining an hologram, not just you, a perception of reality. And sometimes there is some glitches in the hologram that you can see, that suddenly a place that you knew that it was in this street, it is not anymore, or it is in the right or the left. Things change constantly. And then you rearrange your way of living, your thoughts, with the new information that you're receiving, and you stop thinking about, okay, what is changing, how it changes, what is it, where it is, this hologram, and what is that perception of reality that constantly you are sustaining a hologram. And we are in this powerful wave that it is very related with it. The things that happens in the hologram, you're so used to be defined by it. You define the color of the skin and how do you supposed to behave. You rearrange your thoughts, your language, your emotions accordingly of what the hologram asks you to do. Well, it is the time of changes. And by changing it means mastering the hologram, mastering that place in you that you realize that you are the one who's pushing the button, and how your perception of reality is affecting somebody else's. That's a very important concept, because you don't want to participate in a hologram that it is enslaving certain groups of people, or have an idea of a group of people, because that is what they put you in your mind. It's a brainwashing of the hologram, and in that way they can control you. In that way, they can manipulate you. Thinking about, my gosh, I mean, it's so much gender and color of the skin and money-wise, status, where do you work? Everything, it is linked with that hologram. So when you act upon that hologram, and what it is expected from you, immediately you participated in that hologram that is enslaving somebody else. Not making any sense. Here is the thing. You need the hologram to have your lessons. And you push the button to create a new lesson based on what you have learned about yourself. Are you ready for your next truth available, or you're not? Or you keep on receiving the same lesson over and over and over again because you didn't pass it, you didn't catch it. You live in a realm of love until you realize that you are love. You don't need to exchange your original vibration anymore. You need to hold who you are, because that's your purpose in life. That is who you are, and you receive the next octaves and go into that next step of the evolution, of your own evolution, the next step of the pyramid, where you having a different set of experiences that you need to learn about love. There is all kinds of love, as you know. Good love, crappy love, bliss love, amazing love, sublime love. All all what it is, love contains everything. And it doesn't matter how rational you might think about your decisions, if you look closely, there is love in one way or the other. Love is the ways of this realm, and it is the energy that supports the hologram. So, mastering the hologram, it is recognizing that it is just a hologram, that you can change it. It's a virtual reality that you are into it. It is not real. The only real that you have about it is you and what you learn from it, what you learn about love, what you understand into that perception of reality. What happens when a system imposes a perception of reality? Well, the hologram begins to support itself. They tell you what to think about groups of people. And it doesn't matter who they are, you still think that they're going to react in that way or the other way. And that is pushing the button. That is not understanding. That is not seeing the people as they are, beautiful people from everywhere in the world. What is going on and what happened into that manipulation that it is taking place everywhere just for the hologram to sustain itself and have an order, and I'm putting order really in quotes, of how everyone should be, who is the rulers, who it is not, who they need to walk with the head down, and what it is not, and it is everywhere, but it is in your being too. That's when you can change it. That's when you understand that you have biases. And those biases in its imperfect alignment with a hologram that it has been defining you. You're a slave of the hologram too. Everything, it is based on that. Yet, energy is such a powerful understanding. Let's say, when you make a healing in someone else, you do need to feel that love for that person. And it is an interchange of energy. You work physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually when you're making that healing. And that interchange of energy is accelerating the process for that person. It's beautiful to see that you always are interchanging energy. You don't need to say a word, but wherever you go, there you are, and you have an aura, and people can feel you, even if they're not conscious of what they are feeling. Because sometimes it is so loud, those biases of the hologram, the judgment that they have, that they cannot see you. And of course they cannot see themselves either, because it is only a reflection of that hologram. Can you see what I mean? Energy is not good or bad, or it is both if you want to see it in that way. Yet what is it that your way of living is interfering with somebody else's? How you can control it? How you not do it? And you don't want to do that because it's not the right thing to do. You want to see the people as they are, in this beautiful being that they are. People have wants and needs and desires and, oh my gosh, dreams, love, all involved in the love, just like you. And stopping them to have those situations and beautiful creations is not a good thing. It's actually karmatic. How do you are able to see this in a very different way? Well, you can make a list and really be honest to yourself how the hologram is holding you back. How that way of living, it is interfering with somebody else dash yourself, because as you keep and perpetuate this order, and again I'm putting this in quotes, you are participating in something so dark of people thinking about somebody else's as good or bad, and it is not. Everyone is beautiful. The manipulation that the system have, it is inside of you. When you break that connection about the system, that's when you find your original vibration, your purpose in life, that your purpose in life, it is about the highest good of everyone. That means me. That means your community. That's the best thing that you can do for everyone else. Once you know how to unhook yourself by that system that it was imposed on you, it is very, very liberating. And what is it that it was the brainwashing about being a woman or being a man? You have all these sets of conditions that the system imposes on you, and they are not true. Neither of them. Finding your own way and being brave to be yourself, it is very imperative. And I say brave because my people are talking about bravery when we talk about this. And for me, it's really not bravery. Is very much about liberation. Liberation within your own self. Being able to say, I don't think so, or this is wrong, or I am not going to participate in this. I'm not going to align with a hologram that it is willing to destroy somebody else's country, or somebody else's group of people, or somebody else's whatever that is, and is stopping them to make the realization of the self. The time of the predators and victims is over. And it is over when you break that hologram within your own self. Can you see this? When you are able to embrace yourself as you are. When you stop thinking that because somebody is from a different country, they should be lesser than you. That is wrong. It's not true. And that is just the hologram speaking. Everyone, it is beautiful as they are. Everyone wants to protect their family. Everyone loves their family, their children. They love everything about them, their culture, their tradition, everything. It is that part of being human. And no one has the right to go and destroy them just because of those hologram or perception of reality as it is. When you train your mind to stop the hologram, impose it on you to happen, that's when you are mastering that hologram, realizing it that this is a virtual reality and you are the boss. You are the driver of yourself, and moving those ways of thinking, it is important, because then you understand that beautiful liberation that you have always been. That's your true vibration. Understanding how energy works It's imperative at this time. Yes, it's good to say something, but also it is good to check what's in your aura. What is all around? What is what you think when you see people that they look different? And they're not what you think, because these people that are looking at you different too. And the story goes on and on and on, instead of seeing the people as they are from within, from that beautiful place, that place that they love just like you, from that place of humanity that it is taking place. That's where you find the peace that you are. You know, human being is a peaceful being by nature. But that peace is gonna start at the moment that you detach from that programming of separation that the hologram imposes on you, that the system imposes on you. That authentic creator, it is in you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be you. As a reminder, yes, we have Priestess in May 23rd, and you can send me an email if you want to participate. We have the school online that it has been so powerful to see, and you need to encounter what is your work every day. The only one that you need to reach is you. How do you get there? This is the sixth sun, and only authentic creators are welcome. Only people detached from the hologram are welcome. Why? Because it's a peaceful realm. We are in those heavy times, intense times. This is tribulation times. And that is the transition times, because you are choosing. What you are choosing. And it's very important. What do you truly want? Also, download messages from the Great Mother. The Mother wants you to know that she's walking with you at all times. So she delivers this very unique message in the perfect synchronicity of what is going on in your life right now. I received today this message from her in my app. And it was so powerful, because I was thinking about alliances. And the only one that you need to align is with her, because that's the merging time. Align with the one that created you, so you remember where you are, who you are, and what is truly going on inside of you. Well, thank you for your work. And our email, you can find it also in my website. It is magdalas.com. That is magdalas.com. Send us an email. Keep on sending your email. I love you. I am you. I am Magdala. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate.